Dharmam Bhagavatam Bhuta Jarina Shutayekshamam Yai Prasvana Prapanaya Dasyatmanam Apijaha. This is Maharaj Mimi speaking with the nine Yogindras. Please speak about how one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. If you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics, when a living entity offers service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is immediately satisfied and in return will give even his own soul to the surrendered soul. Am I getting my books on here? Purport. Within the material world, there are two classes of mundane philosophers who present their opinions about the Supreme Lord. Some so-called theologians claim that we are infinitely different from God, and therefore they tend to look upon the Lord as something far beyond our power to understand. Such extreme dualistic philosophers outwardly or officially claim to be pious and religious believers in God, but they consider God so much different from that which is within our experience that according to them there is little profit in even trying to discuss the personality or attributes of the Supreme Lord. Such outwardly faithful persons generally take the fruit of activities and gross materialistic sense gratification, being infatuated with the mundane relationships of the material world, which appear under the headings of society, friendship, and love. The Advaitavadis, or non-dualistic philosophers, claim that there is no difference between God and the living entity, and the highest goal of life is to give up our personal existence, which is due to illusion, and merge into the impersonal with Brahman effulgence, which is devoid of name, form, paraphernalia, and personality. Thus, neither class of speculative philosopher is able to understand the transcendental personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his sublime teaching of Achincha Bheda Bheda Tattva, or simultaneous one indifference, has clearly demonstrated that we are qualitatively one with God, but quantitatively different. God is personal consciousness, and he has personal form. Similarly, we are also personal consciousness, and ultimately, when liberated, we also have eternal forms. The difference is that the eternal form and personality of the Supreme Lord contain unlimited potency and opulence, whereas our potency and opulence are infinitesimal. We are conscious of our personal body, whereas Lord Krishna, the Absolute Truth, is conscious of everyone's body. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ketragyam Chapi Mam Divi Sarva Ketri Subhara. But although God is infinitely greater than living entities, both God and the living entities are eternal personalities with form, activities, and feelings. The Supreme Lord Krishna expands himself in innumerable entities to enjoy rasas or ecstatic relationships with them. The living entities are part and parcel of Lord Krishna and they are meant to serve him with love. Although the Supreme Lord is eternally the predominator and the living entity is eternally predominated, when the living entity surrenders unto the Lord with a sincere, loving attitude, desiring to serve the Lord eternally without the slightest expectation of personal reward for such service, the Lord is immediately pleased, as expressed here by the word prasanna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so unlimitedly merciful and magnanimous that in his gratitude to such a surrendered and loving servitor, he is immediately inclined to offer anything, even himself, to his surrendered devotees. There are numerous practical historical examples of this loving propensity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of the Lord love of Mother Yashoda, child Krishna, in his form as Damodar, surrendered himself to his loving mother and allowed himself to be bound with ropes as a childhood punishment. Similarly, feeling indebted to the Pandavas for their intense love for him, Krishna, in his form as Parthasarathi, happily agreed to drive the chariot of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Similarly, Krishna in Vrindavan is always thinking of ways to satisfy the gopis, who are universally recognized as the most exalted loving devotees of the Lord. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namah. this verse describes Maharaj Nimi is asking the Nanyagindras, please, if you consider me to be qualified to hear this subject matter, Bhuta Jadi Nasutaye, Jadi means if, if there's kshamam, there's some capacity within me to understand this thing, then you please speak to me about bhakti, the nature of which is that dashyati atmanam api aja, that even the Supreme Lord, he becomes bound up, or he gives himself to that bhakti. So that's the nature of bhakti, Krishna says to Prahlad Maharaj in Hari Bhakti Sura Doya, Sadamuktopi badhasmi bhaktena sneharajabi jitopi jitoham tayavasapi visikritam. Although I'm independent in the Supreme Lord, still I become bound up by the love of my devotees. Krishna becomes defeated by bhakti. That's his nature. Although he's the Supreme Absolute Truth, still, that same Supreme Absolute Truth, he becomes bound up, he becomes defeated by the love of his devotees. And that's his wonderful quality. It's described in the Damodar Ashtaka. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namam Ishvaram, I'm offering pranam to the Supreme Ishvara, who is Satchitananda Roop. He has a body full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Still, he becomes bound up by the rope of Mother Yashoda. And he's afraid of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda bhiyo lukalad bhavamano. And the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rudhanta Muhur Netram Yugbham Nijantam, he's rubbing his two eyes again and again with his little hands and crying. He's afraid of Mother Yashoda, and he's bound up with a rope by her. But Muhuswasa Kampa Sri Rekanka Kunta Stitagraivam Damodaram Bhakti Badam. He's bound up not with an ordinary rope, but he's bound up with a special rope, the rope of love. So this is the nature of Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But God himself becomes defeated by something more powerful, which is the bondage of the love of his devotees. So much so that the primary example of that is that Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's been defeated by the love of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani were wandering about in Navabrindavan and Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhav, they went into a cave, and Navabinda Devi was with them. And in that cave, there were many different paintings on the walls of Krishna's Braj Lila. And they were looking at those paintings, and then suddenly Navabinda Devi asked a very interesting question. She said, "Krishna, you freed Nalakuvera and Manigriva from their forms as trees, and they were liberated from that. So why didn't they untie the rope that bound you up at that time to the wooden grinding mortar?" It's a very obvious question. It's the least you could do. You've been cursed to stand there as trees for thousands of years, and now you've been freed from that by this little boy. At least you should untie the rope that hasn't bound there. Krishna replied to her, "But salya mandala mayena mamuruhu damna yakopi bhanda gari maniramai matra tanuptaye parama bhanda vimokshano pinaham shame sakki parashutu kakata katra." It says, "It was not an ordinary rope. My mother bound me up with a strong rope of maternal love." And he said, "Although I can release all living entities from the bonds of repeated birth and death, still I have no power to untie my mother's ropes. And if I have no power, what can be said of the power of others to untie these ropes?" So Acharya's comment that it was Nanda Maharaj who later came and untied Krishna. He could do that. So this verse in the Bhagavatam describes Maharaj Nimi saying that this is the nature of bhakti, that when persons hear and chant about you, you become tied up. Srila Sanatana Goswami described a similar thing in his Digdarshini Tika, his purport to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second canto, first verse. He says that Krishna Shravana Pasat Tvam Niryato Dhyana Rajubihi Grayas Tabdhyas Chaniryato Namakirtana Shrinkalai Tvad Bhakti Lalitana Adya Namoya Jatu Mukshase Britto Dhrito Sigadham Tvam Pitta Kosheya Vasasi. O my dear Lord, dressed in yellow silk, with my love for you, I've tied you up with the ropes of hearing about you. The ropes of meditating on you and the chains of chanting your names. Now I hold you very tightly and you won't ever escape." So this is Krishna's nature. Sometimes we think, well, Krishna says in the Gita, "Purtanaya sadhanam vinashaya tadushkritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge." We often comment on this verse that Sridhar Swami, he says that this vinashaya tadushkritam and dharma samstapana, this is done by Vishnu. It's not done by Krishna. Sometimes we think, oh, Krishna was very busy killing all the demons. But that's not true. It was Vishnu who was doing that. Sometimes we think that, oh, well, Krishna, he was very attracted because of the Brijvasis. They were completely enchanted by him. But that's also not true. Narad Muni, he describes this to Gopa Kumar, also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Krishnena na braja jana kila mohitaste tai swavya mohi bhagavan iti satyameva gatva mayaiva sahi vismita deva karyo nusmarita kimiti kritya maho katanchit. He says, no, it's not true. He says, the people of Braj were not enchanted by Krishna. Rather, it was Krishna who was enchanted by them. He says, this is the truth. So much so that Huh? He forgot that he'd come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I had to go and tell him, hey Krishna, remember you're supposed to kill the demons. Oh, that's right. Huh. I have to go and do that thing. Narada Muni said I had to remind him of that. So that's the nature of Krishna. That's the nature of bhakti. That bhakti becomes even greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is able to defeat him. So we want to take shelter of that greatest thing. We want to take shelter of bhakti. Krishna himself says also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha Kali Bhakta Kore Atma Samarpan. Say Kali Krishna Tari Kore Atma Sam. At the time of initiation, Diksha Kali, the Bhakta Kori, he becomes Atma Samarpan, who is completely surrendered to me. Say Kali, at that time, Krishna Tari Kore Atma Sam. Krishna considers him to be as good as himself. This is the nature of bhakti, this is the nature of bhajan. But the important phrase here in this verse is Atma Samarpana. When a devotee fully surrenders himself to the Supreme Lord, Krishna reserves the right to decide who he's going to give himself to. And therefore he doesn't reveal his devotees very easily. Because if you serve Krishna's dear devotee, then Krishna becomes very much obliged to you. So Krishna hides those devotees, and we don't see them. And sometimes we think, oh, this person is just a pot washer. Oh, she's just a housewife taking care of children. She never comes to Mangalartik. Who is this person? We don't appreciate so much. But we don't know. We don't understand who Kunti Devi is. We don't understand who Vamsidas Babaji is. We don't understand some of these great devotees. On one occasion, one big scholar came to the Gaudiya Math to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And he had some very esoteric questions, very philosophical questions. And he asked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told him, he said, anyway, I'm busy, but you go down and there's one devotee who's washing the pots, and you ask him. And that scholar thought, my God, this is a very philosophical question, very deep question. How am I going to ask the pot washer? This is a question most Sanskrit scholars can't understand. So he went down, and he said, anyway, I should follow the instructions of the sadhu. So he went and he found that pot washer, excuse me, I have this question. And he put the question before him, and that pot washer said, well, I'm sorry, I'm very busy right now. Himself. He said, but maybe if you could help me a little while with washing the pots, then maybe I can answer your question. He'd never washed pots before, like that. He's a very big, important man. But okay, so he agreed, and he started washing the pots. And after washing the pots for half an hour or so, suddenly he realized, oh, the answer to his question came to him. So then he went back to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and he said, yes, now I've realized that you have to do service. So we have to have some surrender. We say, Krishna says, Tadvidi pranipatina pariprashana seri upadikshanti teginam gyaninas tattadarshinaha. We have to approach a guru. But it's not just that we approach the guru, hey, I've been here for 1 year now, temple president's given me a letter of recommendation, I've been chanting 16 rounds, so give me initiation. It's not like some mathematical formula that you just put that forward before the guru and you're automatically going to get Krishna. We have to surrender. Only to someone who surrenders does that person have Shravana Adhikar. Jiva Goswami describes this, that the Shravana Adhikar, three things are required: Pranipatena, Pariprashna, and Sevaya. We should submit ourselves and surrender to Guru. But that's not enough. Also, we should inquire. We have some doubts. We should reveal those doubts before that Vaishnava. And the third thing is we should render service. And if we do those three things, then we have Shravana Adhikar. We have the qualification to hear. Otherwise, Sunilena Sunakana. Now, some Das Thakur sings in one song that you're hearing but not hearing. It's going in one ear and coming out the other. And we often tell this story about one king who one day some person brought him a skull, a human skull. And the king was looking at it, so he called for his ministers, and he told the ministers, was this person a wise person who had the skull? Or was he a fool? The ministers were looking at him, he said, how are we supposed to tell that? And the king said, if you can't tell me, then I'm going to cut off your heads. Told the ministers. So the ministers were on the spot. One minister was very intelligent. He said, yes, I can tell. Can you please give me a piece of straw? Yes. And they brought him a piece of straw. He inserted that piece of straw in one ear of the skull and pushed it, and it came out the other ear. He said he was a murka. He couldn't understand. So we shouldn't be like that. It's not that Krishna becomes obliged to us when we chant the holy names just in an ordinary way. And therefore, Jiva Goswami says, there's two types of Nam Kirtan. There's Kevala Nam and Sneha Samyukta. Kevala Nam is that chanting where one may get Dharma, Artha, Kama, and even Moksha. Mm-hmm. It's described that Moksha, Tucha Phala Hoy, Namabhasa Hoyte. That Mukti Tucha Phala Hoy, Namabhasa Hoyte. That Mukti, liberation, is insignificant fruit of even Namabhas, chanting. It's not such a valuable thing. It's not such a great thing. But that Sneha Samyukta is chanting when someone chants under the guidance of Guru. We don't know Krishna, but I am chanting. And what am I doing in my Nam Bhajan? My Nam Bhajan is my service. I'm not really chanting. Who am I? We give the example sometimes that one sadhu, he told us this analogy, that in Vrindavan, if you go there during the month of Kartik, and you, on Ekadasi day, you decide to do Vrindavan Parikrama. Have any of you done that before? Krishna Kund must have. Have you done Parikrama? If you go on that day, you'll see there's tens of thousands of people. So many people, all the Diliwalas come from Delhi, they'll come. And there's speakers every few feet playing all this mundane cinema music and people selling books, and it's like a fair, a circus or something. And also when you're walking around, there's different people offering water to the yatris, the prakramis, the people doing prakrama, to give them something to drink if they're thirsty. So those people are holding their hands out and they're pouring water in their hands. And some of that water goes through their fingers and it lands on the ground. Water is meant for those people. But some of that water goes through their fingers, it lands on the ground, and then some dogs come, and those dogs drink that water. It's not so easy to get water in Vrindavan. The dogs drink it, or some insects drink it. Some other lower creatures drink that water, which is not really meant for them. So Nam Bhajan is something like that. It's described by Thakur Bhaktivinoda that person who's realized his swarup, he's really doing Nam Bhajan. That we're not doing Nam Bhajan. That Nam Bhajan is meant for those persons who have love for Krishna, and they control Krishna. We can't control Krishna in such an easy way. But our Nam Bhajan is a type of service, because our Gurudev, he gets pleasure by seeing us chant Krishna Nam. Just like on one occasion, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, there was a group of beggars, poor penniless beggars who were diseased and laying on the street. And Lord Nityananda went and told them, chant Krishna Nam, chant Krishna Nam. And they all got up and started chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, chanting like this. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu became so pleased and happy to see that. So similarly, Sri Guru, he becomes very happy when he sees that our pitiful attempts at chanting Krishna Nam. And don't think that our chanting is so powerful that Krishna's going to hear it. We often comment on this that in the Raghavartma Chandrika, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur stated that Krishna, he's mugda in Braj. He can't hear our prayers. He's completely bewildered by the gopis. And someone may say that the Paramatma in your heart, he hears your prayers. But Vishwanath says that if we tell that to those rasik bhaktas that you're chanting and the Paramatma will hear it, they'll become very unhappy. They won't be satisfied with that. They want to pray to Krishna. But it's not that it's useless. We're doing Nam Bhajan for the pleasure of our Gurudev. And our Gurudev, he's Radha Priya Sakhi. He's a very intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. Our Gurudev is Gaura Priyajana, very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's Sadguru, Sri Guru. And by pleasing him, then Krishna becomes pleased. Ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhakta sate jana mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamo mataha. Krishna tells Arjuna Adi Purana, the devotee of my devotee is my real devotee. So that's also there in Arnam Bhajan. And by chanting like that, stani stita shudigatam vanatanavan manobir, by staying in one place and worshipping that Harikata that we've heard, jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam, from the lotus mouth of that pure devotee, then ye praya so ajita jito pasitrais trilokam. Then Krishna, who's unconquerable, he becomes conquered by that. This is a statement in the third verse of the 14th chapter, I think it is, of 10th canto Bhagavatam, where Brahma says this thing, that such a person, he defeats the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not directly, but because he's taking shelter of Krishna's devotee. So, Maharaj Nimi understands this principle, and he's bringing this point at them with the Navayugindras. So we'll stop there. Grantarashima Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gopremanandi hari hari o. Chidambu, do you want to make any corrections or comments?
But I did hear a nice thing. I don't know where it's from. I can't remember. I read it. Mahadini put it in his books. I don't know where he got it from. But, but it's, he wrote that when we chant the name of Krishna, Radharani is pleased. Shield me. And when we chant the name of Radha, Krishna's prayer. So we're not just chanting the name of Krishna, we're chanting the name of Radha Krishna and Hare Krishna Mantra. This is crazy. It's given by Guru. So even though that is there, this is. He may be a monkey, he may be completely bewildered, but we're chanting the name Radha, Radha. He's totally fine with that. So we are getting some mercy somehow. Krishna's getting pleasure with happiness. And it's inconceivable. Also, he's there in Vrindavan and he doesn't know. He could have Vasudeva is killing the demons and stuff like that. But it's also so that those who chant Hare Krishna become very dear to Krishna. They're becoming very dear to Krishna. They're automatically becoming dear to Krishna. By being connected with Krishna, he said that when you was Atma Samapan, when you surrender to Krishna, when you surrender to Guru, and that that is there, that if somebody just once says, Krishna, I am yours, and he has the attitude of, I want to be completely surrendered. He may not be surrendered at all, but he has the attitude, or he has the desire, and he says, Krishna, I'm yours, please, I want to be surrendered to you. This is the same. Because you never can be completely surrendered, nobody thinks. Those who are really surrendered, they don't think they're surrendered at all. And also that the attitude of I want to be, so then Krishna accepts this, and we should understand that if it was so difficult, then it would be unattainable. It would be unattainable. We'd be totally unhappy because who can get Krishna's mercy? And he wouldn't care for anybody, you know. But is no, he does. He's the most caring. Radha is the most caring. There's no one more caring than him, and there's no one more caring than Krishna. But it is confidential. It's confidential, and one has to render service through their representatives and intimate. Service to Krishna is very rarely achieved. That's very, very rarely achieved. So we can. But when Krishna fulfills all desires, the name fulfills everything. It's the Chintamani Krishna. Is it Nama Krishna? Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa. Gurudev would say that often, that the holy name is the wish fulfilling desire tree, so that my Chintamani and me, whatever you want, whatever you are desiring, if you want to give pleasure to Krishna, the name of Krishna and Krishna are the same. Well, no. As I said, there's different kinds of names though. But if you want that name, and if you want to remember that, so then that attitude will act, that desire will come. It will have to be fulfilled, because Krishna reciprocates everything. It will have to be fulfilled, but to get that desire is only through the association of those people who have that desire. Only through their association, and becoming a real hearer of that person, by rendering service and by putting inquiries and humble and submissively, then that attitude comes up. And you develop their mood, and that is to have this selfless service. Like in the song, singing, that I don't want anything from you, I only want this bhakti. I only want this bhakti. And what kind of bhakti? Only this ekantika Krishna bhakti, like this. And Buddha was saying, and even if Krishna is there, we're not going unless Rav is there. So that this mood, Chantara Krishna, and Buddha was stressed that it can be given to anyone. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he wants to distribute this, and that can be given to anyone. Even if somebody has not performed any pious activities in any lifetime and is not qualified in any way, still Lord Chaitanya is freely distributing it. It's love for Krishna, and you simply have to accept it. Accept it and put it into your life, and it's freely given. It's freely given. What's the cost? And the cost is only faith. That's the only cost. You don't have to do any tapasya or great studies or anything like that. You just have to have faith for it. Faith in Guru, faith in Lord Chaitanya, and faith in His holy name. And that's what you'll get. Inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So it's good fortune. Good fortune. Okay. Krishna, I was thinking that thing. Krishna's not going to hear anything from anybody. It sounds like that. When I first heard this thing, I also thought, oh, that's not good. How will he ever hear me? I'm crying in the wilderness. Nobody will hear me. But then Gurudev, he spoke like that. No, the Lord Chaitanya, he delivers everyone. And he's got nothing to do with Sukriti. He makes your Sukriti. Krishna's devotees, they make your Sukriti. And the end result is beyond what you even imagine. And the end result will be so great. Please excuse me. I was thinking that thing.
Anything else?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jariyama Pratisneha Tati Sabukha Tabi Krishna Vyati Reta Nagaideya. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Guru Maharaj, you support this a lot. So if you really love me, you love my instructions. And what is my instruction? Don't chant any other name. Don't chant my name. Chant Krishna name. Because he gets pleasure by that. So that chanting should be done as a service, and that's really surrendering to Krishna, and we'll get the real result at that time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.